Kenya turned violent after a disputed presidential election in the 2007 polls. The chair of the Electoral Commission of Kenya, ECK, Samuel Kivuitu, announced the winner despite allegations of rigging. Violence started in most parts of the country. Over 1,000 people lost their lives. Hundreds of thousands others were left homeless. They lived in camps as internally displaced persons. So what measures will be taken this time around to ensure there isn't a repeat of election flows? Members of the international community have set out an objective to make sure the polls are free, fair and acceptable to all. This can be achieved through a transparent system, says the United States Ambassador to Kenya, Scott Gratian.
There has to be an electronic system where people are entered in with some sort of biometric, so that when you show up with a card, a fingerprint, or however you else want to do it, you only get one opportunity to vote. And this can't happen if there's a manual system. Manual systems are too easy to cheat on.
The monitoring of elections is another key component to check on cheating. As Gratian explains, ethnic affiliations should not influence the voting system.
It is very important when you have a tribal mix or you have an issue mix, a locality mix, that people from parties or from tribal units or from other districts are able to monitor the election freely. These issues have to be worked through so that everybody knows that no party controls a ballot box. No tribe controls a ballot box.
Following Kenyans' mistrust of the ECK after the disputed polls, a new electoral body had to be created. The Constitution of Kenya Amendment Act of 2008 set up the Interim Independent Electoral Commission, the IIEC. Its core mandate was to reform the electoral process and the management of elections in order to allow for free and fair elections. Meanwhile, officials for the new body, the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, have recently been appointed. Speaking as North Rift Regional Coordinator for the then IIEC, Bill Hakiptugen told journalists in October about the steps the body is taking towards ensuring a peaceful and transparent election.
The commission is contemplating going EVR, that is electronic voter registration, only for registration but not for polling, so that we can be able to capture all the voters. This electronic voter registration has already been piloted in 18 constituencies in the country. We've held by-elections, 11 of them as at now, and all of them were successful. We have not had any petitions.
The electorate applauds the electronic voter registration system. There are already calls for the incoming electoral body to roll this system out countrywide and to also embrace electronic voting. We spoke to Rachel Makolu and Edith Bitok, both residents of Eldoret.
The electronic voter registration is very efficient. Citing from the example of the by-elections that have occurred recently and the referendum, they were getting the results immediately and the results were being flashed immediately, and I think that calls for accountability.
Time is ripe enough for us Kenyans to move into the electronic voting. When we look at the referendum, we'll realize that the IIC, in all the electronic votings that we had, we never had any by-elections emanating from what had been done previously.
Kenya has in the meantime been enjoying meaningful peace. The church was in the forefront of preaching peace and reconciliation after the 2007-2008 unrest. Anglican Church of Kenya Eldoret Diocese Reverend Maritim Riray says there are issues that need to be addressed ahead of the general election.
The issues that led to the last election in the first place have not been resolved, and a lot of those issues, as are entrenched, are supposed to be dealt with under agenda number 4. One of the things that came out in the last election is that our institutions were not able to hold the nation after 44 years.
In order to rectify the faults of the former electoral body, the ECK, Bilha is keen to involve politicians and the electorate in processes that will lead to a peaceful election.
The commission has formed committees all over the regions. They are called political parties, liaison committees, which help us to talk to the public, give the voter the information about polling, the information about choosing their leaders, information about doing elections, and after that, accept the outcome. We also have peace committees at the district level and our own voter educators at the ward level.
The year 2012 is fast approaching, but Kenyans still don't know the election date. Now that the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, IEBC, has been set up, commissioners must put in place key components which include reviewing of boundaries and the entrenchment of 80 new constituencies. An election date must also be agreed on. For the voters of Kenya, it's about being part of a peaceful, free and fair general elections come the voting day. Kentis Onyach, for Internews in Kenya.